Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Veronica Chanel, radio personality and now artist manager for Jarius Cook Music. I founded my company, Monet Management, and we are so excited to be managing this rising artist, this rising icon. Monet Management, we believe in building iconic brands. So if you miss listening to that feel-good music, because we know music has changed some, but if you miss listening to feel-good music, that clean music, music where you don't mind playing and listening to around kids, your grandparents, great-grands, or whoever, it doesn't matter about the color, the race, or the culture. But if you like that good feeling, good music, I want you to go check out Jarius Cook. His voice is comparable to, for an example, artists like Joe, Babyface, Boyz II Men, and my favorite, straight out of North Carolina, Brian McKnight. That's who Jarius Cook is. So make sure you go check out on Instagram, as well as Facebook, Jarius Cook Music. Smooches. Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday. This is your girl. This is your boo, Veronica Chanel. Listen, I hope you keep it locked to Soar Radio, to this station, because I'm coming up. I'm coming on. The Lady Boss Show is about to be on. Hey.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Hicks, and you're listening to the best in gospel music with the Lady Boss Show, Veronica Charnel.
Hey, hey, beautiful people. This is television host and film producer LaCora Stevens, and you are listening to The Lady Boss Show. Keep it locked.
Well, hey, hey, hey. What's up, everybody? How are you doing? Once again, happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. And I know you're thankful. I know some of you may be cold. You may be freezing. You may or you may not have power. But you are alive, okay? So can we give God a little hand clapper and a little praise? So, welcome to the Lady Boss Show, everyone. I am Veronica Chanel, the creator and the producer of this show. I am so glad to grace you, embrace you through radio. I'm glad to be in the land of the living. I do want to say something before I forget. We want to keep Texas and all those other states that has went through some severe weather, that they lost power. I don't know. I'm not sure if you are still without power. But we want to pray that God keep them. We don't want any carbon monoxide poisoning. We want them to be safe as well as with their children. So can we all keep them lifted up in prayer? I do want to get that out the way before I go further and deeper into the show. All right. And anybody else, let's also pray for those who are sick and shut in. Let's also keep those people who have lost someone and they may be going through a lot in their mind and their spirit, because it could be because of the pandemic, or it could be because they're seeing too many rest in peace. You will be surprised secretly what it can do to a person. So let me go ahead and put the prayer request in before I go a little bit further. Alrighty. Now, seasoned saints, how are you doing? Hello to the Bible said those who are the salt of the earth. Shout out to the great Christian church, to the body of Christ, to the people of God as a whole, all nations, all tongues, all kindreds, all tribes. How do you do? How do you be? On this show, I am going to, I don't want to get, how can I say? I don't want to become your pastor. I'm not trying to become your pastor. I'm not trying to become your bishop, your apostle, or your prophet. But I am going to share a word of the Lord that God has given me, dropped in my spirit one day. and he spoke the scriptures aloud. And when he does that, I grab my electronic Bible, the Bible that's on my mobile device. I do Seasoned Saints have Old Faithful. Old Faithful is the Bible that we originally use, the physical one that we can hold in our hands. But because of modern time, my Bible is also on my electronic devices, iPad as well as iPhone. So with that being said, I'm going to be sharing a word of the Lord. I'm not the person, I'm not trying to cut, make somebody feel bad. I'm the type of person, I believe in being authentic. I believe in being yourself. And I believe in just saying it like it is. But use wisdom in the matter. Use wisdom in the matter. I like to talk in a way, and this is how the Lord gives it to me, that will cause somebody to think and that will marinate in your mind and your spirit that will hopefully bring about a change. I don't like seeing people bound. And when I became this way, I noticed that the attacks from the adversary increased because I begin to realize, before I call you crazy, I'm going to say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Come on, that person. Come on. I really believe that. I really believe in the power of deliverance when it comes to the Lord. So we're going to have some music flow. I'm going to be playing music, but I am going to take a moment. I like to switch things up and just share the word of the Lord. I'm going to be freestyling it, no notes. As he drop it, I'm going to drop it to you. That's just how I want to do it right now. Normally, I do like to take notes, especially when we was going to the church and I was able to speak in front of the congregation. I had notes, yeah. But lately, I kind of miss going to church. God knows, I miss that. But lately, he just been dropping it like it's hot, like hot off of the Sanctified Press or however you want to call it. So I hope everyone is having a great day, a marvelous lunch, whether you're home or in the brick and mortar location. It doesn't matter. I hope you're having a great day. And you know what? If I believe if we band together, if we get rid of the ism and the schisms, if we stop listening to that third party and start focusing more on the voice of the Lord, I really believe, people of God, we're going to be all right. Okay, I'll be back.
You're forever faithful, forever loving, forever kind, my great God.
Yeah. I thought about how much I need you, Lord. I just want to please you, Lord. Complete me, Lord. So when my cross gets too heavy, I'm asking you to carry me.
Be my eyes when I can't see.
Lord, in you I am complete.
Giving you every part of me.
Soul, mind, and my body.
Put me back together piece by piece.
Lord, in you I am complete. Sing with me now.
Nobody.
I'm asking you to carry me.
Be my eyes when I can't say.
Lord, in you I am complete.
You're every part of me.
Soul, mind, and my body.
Put me back together
piece by piece.
In you I am complete.
Oh,
behind me, I am finally. mother told me, she taught me well.
Forget your failures, woo, and forgive yourself. I'm moving on.
I'm moving on.
Hey,
I'm moving on.
Hey,
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 hey.
I know my rear view. Can't compare.
All right, everybody, I have a word that I would like to share this off the fly. I don't have any notes, but as always lately, since I have been talking to the Lord more, since I have been, for an example, fasting more, it is true what the old school saint said when I first was introduced to the Lord. It is true. The more you pour into God, the more you talk to the Lord, the more you start your day off right, the more you think on Him and the word of the Lord, the more He'll feed you. It's like it reciprocates, basically. And so I got this word. I know it's Him. I know it's the Lord that gave this to me. Not here to beat anybody up. This is just a reminder, because sometimes we forget. With so much going on, there's so much distractions in the earth, and all of us is dealing with our personal issues, and then we got other things on top of that. So God has put people in the earth, preachers, ministers, pastors, bishops, prophets, different ones. Even if you don't have a title yet, God has given you something, some type of word of encouragement, something to help somebody and empower somebody. Since this scriptures is in the Bible, I want to remind those, if you are in this, in the middle of a shift, if you are changing from the lifestyle you used to live, and it's a lot of times in the middle of the style, and I mean, in the middle of the change, you still hanging with these certain type of people. You still hanging with your little gang. You may still have family members who matches what I'm getting ready to say. And you know, there's a scripture that said, what fellowship does light have with darkness? I know we hear a lot of interpretations of that. And some people may say, well, we have to reach out to people to bring them to Christ. Yeah, we do. Because the Bible said, the Lord said, if He be lifted up, He'll draw all men unto Him. Yeah, we don't want to be stuck up. The church don't want to be funny acting. Then people are not going to want to join your church. No, you don't want to be so hooked up on this thing of religion and tradition that the Pharisees and the scribes were hung up on. Christ was trying to introduce the Spirit of God, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. He was trying to introduce the condition of the man heart, not so much as rituals. Doing a ritual is one thing, and having the form of godliness is one thing. I know the Lord is feeding me right now, but it's a different thing when you are walking in the Holy Spirit. When the anointing is abiding in you, when he's feeding you, when this wisdom falls from heaven and drops in your belly, it is one thing when you can say you love God and you doing all you do this and it's matching the order and the protocol has been established. But it's another thing when you actually have to live it. It's one thing to say, to talk to somebody about storms, but it's another thing to be in the middle of a storm and be looked upon as a target and be mistreated in the midst of front of everybody. It's one thing to talk about Elijah, but it's another thing to be Elijah. It's one thing to talk about Job, but it's another thing to actually become Job. See, it's a difference. If you can feel what I'm saying, it's a difference. You can't just talk this thing and say, well, you know, I really don't do that no more. I don't live this type of life no more. I don't think this is right. You got to actually turn. Now, let me remind everybody, the Bible said, if my people who are called by my name, if you would do God a favor and yourself, would you humble yourself and pray? And then he said, he given us instructions. I know this is Old Testament. He said, if you will humble yourself and pray, and see, why do I feel churchy? I miss going to church, y'all. There, I'm like Justin. When Justin said he missed events and stuff, I do too, Justin. I miss all of that. I miss going to church. I miss this. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor. The word of God said, and seek my face. In other words, what God is saying, he said, and then. I will hear you from where? Heaven. So what? And then he said, guess what? In other words, I'm going to come down and I'm going to come see about you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to send a word. So sometimes we're doing some of everything else. And are we talking about the Lord? We're saying this. But he said, I want to remind you, I need you to humble yourself. Come on down in the spirit. I need you to pray. Come to me. All ye that are heavy laden, I'll give you, I want you to take some time from social media, from Facebook, from what you usually do. Stop hanging around your friend. Could you stop DMing them girls on Facebook for a moment? That's what God is saying. Could you stop taking naked pictures? Oh my. Yeah. Could you stop doing all that stuff y'all usually do? You want to see a change? I want you to first humble, pray, and how about spending some time with me? How about seeking my face? Which means, guess what? And don't look for me to answer you immediately, because it takes some time. It may take some time before you hear the word of the Lord, before you get instructions. It's like, that's like God saying, could you stop like talking to your friends so much and stop looking to your daddy? Stop looking to your mommy. Could you leave that little side chick alone for a moment, please? It's like, God, can't you see that? I see that. Because like God is saying, hey, hold up. Well, just wait a minute. Give me a moment. Look, can you stop looking to your boys? Because your boys can't help you if you get sick. No. Your boys don't have the book of life. Could you leave your brother alone and could you walk away? Notice that he is in this scripture that the Lord just gave me. It's not a group project. It's a solo deal. It's like God is showing me, leave them little groups alone. And by the way, if you are in the middle of changing your lifestyle, you really need to leave those groups. You may have to. You may need to delete some numbers. And I hate to say it, you don't hate your family members, but you need to walk away from them because they're not doing the lifestyle that you want to do. Is that what they're doing is not pleasing unto God. Your gang ain't going to be there when God snatched you. When he said, okay, now it's time. Gang can't help you. Gang can't even help with the COVID. Gang can't do nothing. Nobody can do anything. Not even someone who went to medical school. Not even an RN. They can't do nothing for you. And when it's time, it's time. So here you are. ignoring him. Let's just say, for an example, ignoring him until that day come. Why? I want to remind somebody. Sometimes people feel like a little outcast when they walk away. Sometimes you're so used to doing something every single day. For 10 to 15 years, 20 years, whatever. You're so used to hiding. You're so used to covering. You're so used to saying, well, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. Ain't nobody found out yet. You're so used to playing the role, putting on your good face, a good show. Let me remind you something. The people that you do this to is not the ones you got the answer to. And I know Satan ain't gonna tell us this. He paints us a good picture. All of us have had this good picture presented in front of us, this good thing, this good moment. And at that moment, you feel superior. At that moment, you feel, I can do this and get away with it. Are you really? Where in the Bible says any of us gonna get away with anything? All of us gotta be held accountable for what we do in our body. What I like about the Bible, the Lord showed me something. He said the Bible was written, the scriptures was given, and I knew there was gonna be some folk in the earth saying, I don't believe in that. He said, I knew these little pop-up religions was gonna come forth. And I knew these different beliefs. Even in the Bible, Old Testament time, they had these, what we call the little g, the other gods. But it was not the true living God. That's why God allows certain things to happen to show everybody, I'm the only true and living God. Let me remind you of the story of Elijah and them little stinking prophet Baals, carrying on acting foolish, calling on something that doesn't even exist. But the moment Elijah calls on his God, that's why he let them go first, there's a reaction take place. If you are believing in living in something and you don't feel God, you don't hear God, you need to first of all check and see, what am I doing with my temple, with my time, with my mind, and with the activities of my limbs? That's what you need to do. And then once you begin to change, you got to come out from that. You got to actually turn, which is the struggle for so many. Sometimes Satan will have us feeling, thinking we're going to be alone. Sometimes he have us feeling like it's lonely. Let me tell you something. God did not make us to be alone or lonely. That's why he made man and woman. Let me say it again. He made man, I see this, and woman. He said, I made no mistake in making a woman. So he said, I don't know what this other little stuff flared up from. It's all of that is confusion. I made woman for a reason. Sometimes people just want to stay the way they are because I guess they don't desire that, don't want that. That's fine. But sometimes I'm talking those who stay the way they are because they want to stay in this cycle and I feel safe. You're not safe in any type of cycle that God did not put you in. Listen, even children of Israel was in a cycle that wasn't good. I know I'm just talking, but I'm building up to the meat. Give me a moment and I'm going to get somewhere and sat out. He feeding me, y'all. He feeding me now. Even the children of Israel was in a cycle. And God eventually looks at them and say, you know what? Find this scripture. I can't remember what book is in right now because I don't have it out. But he says, he told the children of Israel, he speaks. And he tells them, you've been going around this mountain long enough. Won't you turn and go northward? Because I'm about tired of seeing y'all go around this mountain. That's how I view it. So be careful of the cycles that you're in. But if you ever feel like you are outcast, you're not, because you decide to take on and live for God. Just because you decide to change. Sometimes when we're in the middle of a change and we're pulling away from what we used to do and what we are accustomed to do, here comes the spirit of the devil. And I just want to remind you that you are not outcast. You have made the best decision that you can make by turning from those who are not serving God. Like, I'll talk to you, I'm cool with you, but I can't do what you do. I can't spend 40 hours of the breath in my body entertaining this demonic thing. I cannot spend a week's time or month's time, and I will be doggone, I'm gonna take 30 years, 20 years of the time that God has given me and use the activities of my limbs to satisfy this devil that wants me to suffer with him. Have you lost your ever-lovings? That's how you need to look at it. This scripture has come to me and I'm actually reading from a different version. I normally do it for my cousin, King James, but he's showing me something different. Psalms 1 is the NIV. And he said, blessed is the man who does not walk
who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. That word mockers begin to jump at me. Is when you got a group of folk, or one person or whatever, but mockers is plural, so it's more than one, and they're doing something to somebody out of pure spite. And he began to speak to me. He said, blessed is they that doesn't sit. Out of the blue, the words begin to come to me. I grab my phone. I have my Bible on my electronic devices, modern time. I also have old school Bible, Old Faithful, the book form. We call it Old Faithful because it's the original Bible. But this is the NIV electronic version on my mobile device. And he began to speak these words to me. I grabbed my device because that's him telling me, in the middle of the foolishness, or in the middle of what he saw, what was going on. He said, or sit in the seat. Don't even sit with them of mockers. Mockers feel superior. They feel like, I can control you. I can do all kinds of stuff to you. I ain't trying to hear you. I ain't studying you. I ain't studying what you're saying. This is what God's saying. So you actually telling God, I ain't studying what God's saying? Really? Be very careful when you hear somebody repeat the word of the Lord and you knock it. That's dangerous territory for yourself. You're not hurting the messenger. You're hurting yourself in this matter. But his delight, this person who don't sit with mockers, who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. In the beginning of, before I started talking, you remember I said, it is a true thing. It's reciprocate. When you pour into God, he turns around and pour back into you. And this is why he said, if my people, if y'all would take a moment, please, and humble yourself, those who need to be humble. Some people may feel like they're already humble. I don't never say I'm humble. I'd rather let the Lord say I'm humble, because I'm quite sure there's probably certain areas in my life I may not be humble in, because I have to have a backbone. And especially if you're a leader, you have to have a backbone. You have to stand. If there's nobody else there to help you, who's going to do it? I'm not supposed to walk around and be a weak link. It's because I'm a woman. I'm not a second class citizen. Neither am I stupid. I get agitated with folk who try to be slick with me. They don't come correct, because I can detect that, first of all. And staying away while you play your game don't make it better. But a lot of times people do that. And that's just foolery to me. Especially, I'm going to tell it, guys, especially if you're a male. That's not a man. In my eyes, that's a little boy, because I'm stuck on what Paul said. When, you know, when I was a child, I did boyish, childish things. But when I became a man, I'm stuck on this, that scripture. That's part of the word of the Lord. Then God began to take me to something else. He takes me to Proverbs chapter 6. He began to speak all this in my spirit. And I'm going to start here. Proverbs chapter 6. Who remember the seven things God hates? I'm going to start at the 15th verse. He started the 16th. But he said, therefore, this is where God was putting these two scriptures together to me in my spirit. He said, therefore, those who continues to be mockers, those who continue to be swift and wicked, he said, therefore shall his calamity, and I had to look up calamity, it means disaster. It means if you on a journey, that there's something bad is going to happen to those who do this. Shall his calamity come suddenly? Now, this is the King James Version where I'm reading the scripture from. And then I've seen suddenly twice. He could say, come suddenly. Then it says suddenly again. Shall he be broken without remedy? Remedy meaning something that can help, something that can take care of any issues that you have, that can fix the problem. In other words, I'm going to break you without remedy. He said, these six things do what the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. And this is all Old Testament. a proud look, a lying tongue. And these are the things God began to tell me that a lot of times people participate in. It's one thing, he said, when you don't know. But he said everybody have a certain measure inside of them. Whether you are saved or unsaved, everybody know right from wrong. Off the gate, everybody know. He said you don't need an angel to come down and say, you wrong now. Everybody knows. Everybody have a certain measure. He said, this is the thing people participate in and not realizing that I hate this stuff and not realizing that seven of these things are an abomination to me. And he said, and many be asking me for things, want me to bless them. Would you want me to hear their cry? Lord, would you give this to me? Why this ain't happened yet? What are you doing? Is what you got to look at first. A proud look is the first thing, a lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imagination. This is what comes to me. This part here begin to jump out at me. He said, these are those who sit there and you try to find a way to hurt somebody, devise wicked imagination. You thinking of the plotting and the planning before you actually carry it out. You're sitting there now, keep in mind the first scripture I said, the seat of mockers, didn't I say something, or it says here, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. And then he takes me to this scripture. Oftentimes you find them doing these things. He said, feet that be swift and running to mischief. You're quick to get stuff started or keeping things going all the time. A false witness that speaks lies. You see, there's lies twice in verse 17 and then verse 19. I'm reminded of a scripture that said he doesn't tarry with a liar. He hates that. And he that soweth discord among brethren. This is in the book of Proverbs. He reminded me of these things. If you are in the middle of changing your lifestyle and trying to come to realization with the grips of things of what's happening in the earth, or the Lord has just been dealing with you and you want to change, but you still are hanging on to some of your friends or family members or whatever you call them. So oftentimes I suggest that you kind of pull back, roll back. And, you know, explain why. Just don't do that no more. They may try to say certain things because they don't quite understand. And to keep in mind, that's not them talking. It could be the spirit of the enemy using them to try to belittle you or make you feel bad so you can keep running with them. But remind them of that scripture. Say, no, I'm blessed if I don't hang with you, baby. No, I'm blessed if I don't sit with this mockers. I'm not blessed hanging with y'all. And I'm not blessed. I'm not pleasing God, apparently, because for it is written, rolling with somebody or participating and shedding innocent blood, that person ain't done nothing. Absolutely nothing. These things, if you to look at it, these things are something that little demons or evil spirits come out of hell. That's what they do. God did not make man to do these things. That's why he provided a better way, a more excellent ministry. Behold, a new covenant. That's why we have a New Testament. He never intended for us to do this, but because sin has come through the trickery of the devil, now here we are. But at least God provided a better way. Now it's up to us. Choose ye this day who you're going to serve. You're going to start chilling with the mockers and saying, I don't care what Veronica talking about. I ain't studying her nowhere. She always do this. Well, if you've been called to do this, of course I'm going to always do this. Duh. So I mean, you need to just throw that out the window. That's part of the person calling. What would I look like if I'm called and don't do? What would I look like if I'm sitting with the mockers? If I'm going on with the wicked? How do I look? The first thing a sinner, a mocker, or a wicked will say, I thought she was saved. You talking about she got a prophetic gift. And I bet, what? That don't match, right? So that tells you something. How many of you ever heard anybody say that about people in church, about a pastor? Just pause for the cause for a moment. If they slip up and curse, if they mess around, have you noticed those who are quick to say, oh, I thought you were this? That statement, the next time you hear somebody say that, he just showed me something. That means there is a clear division, not division, what's the word I'm looking for? A clear distinction between the two. That means they basically have literally mentally already separated the world from the church. You have to, in order for you to say something like, I thought you was this. So because you think I'm this, then what you're saying is, I'm not supposed to be acting like this. Do you know that's a clear separation? Which means you're supposed to be set apart. I'm supposed to be acting different. But how do I look chilling, hanging with the drug dealers and the gang members? And say, yeah, man, pass me that right. And then come on talking about blessed is he. No. Now, nobody is walking 100. Every day, I suggest what I have to do is repent. Because I probably said something, I thought something that ain't right. More than likely, I'm going to keep it 100. Probably did. And you never know. Let me tell you, you never know when God is going to call you. Or you never know when the rapture is going to take place. Let us not forget about rapture. I don't know. Some people probably ain't never been this taught rapture. Well, that's what scared the heck out of me. And in the old church, way back. They talking about the rapture and folk going to be disappearing. I said, who would? Ain't leaving me behind. So that's what helped drew me into the church and begin to introduce me to God. But if you are changing and you're turning and the enemy comes to you, Satan may come to you in your mind. He may come to you in your spirit and make you feel like you're less than because you don't do what they do. That is fine. Remind him of the scripture of the word of the Lord. Now, if you are the one who's the mocker that God is talking about, if you do find yourself participating in what's written in Proverbs, if you don't want to have eternal life in hell, yeah, I believe there's a hell. Until God tells me there is no such thing, I'm going to continue on saying that. If you don't want to spend eternity in hell and have this calamity come upon you suddenly, I think you need to change. Don't you think so? Because if calamity is coming, why are you going, and you know that you're wrong, why are you going to come to somebody and ask somebody to pray for you? I never understood that. I never understood that people go on and they keep going on. After a while, God will go click, click, boom. Like, could y'all pray for me? I don't know what's going on. What you mean you don't know what's going on? You heard it. You just ignored it. Period. Now put on your big boy pants and put on your big girl pants, because God is upset with you and he's about to take you through something. I don't know where people think that God don't do certain things. Now God is a good God. He's not evil. He's holy. But he does have a heavy hand. And he does administer disciplinary action, corrective action. Just find you a Hebrew or find you someone that represents the Jewish community and ask them what did God do to their ancestors. I mean, to not believe that he can't cause certain things to happen to us, it's like you just jacked up the whole Old Testament. That's all we got in the Old Testament, period, is war and God's correction. What you talking about? That's why I want to remind everyone that if you are doing these things, I recommend that you stop. Don't sit there and tell me, yeah, I'm going to do this and yeah, I feel superior. No, you ain't. Child, bye. Little boy, wake up. Little girl, don't be stupid. No, you're not. What you're doing is calling calamity on yourself, and God hates what you're doing. I know the Bible said he blesses the just and the unjust, but who wants to live every single day doing something that God hates, not knowing, I mean, where's God's protection? Where's his covering? Where's his anointing? How can he feel you and do all the things that he really desired to do if you're entertaining the things that he hates? It makes no kind of sense. Then you go to a prophet. Some people are scared of prophets. I love them. Then you go to somebody and say, would you pray for me? Pray for what? You know what you're doing. How about you stop? How about that? Simple. That's all you got to do is just stop. How about you take time, humble yourself, and pray and say, Lord, who you want me to talk to? Where I need to go? What I need to do? How about you get rid of, push yourself out the way and do what he say? Kind of take time and seek his face and give him time to answer you. When he answer you, don't be so stuck up and high and mighty, because the answer you may get may not be what you were thinking. That's why we go to God. God is not like, he's not like man. He don't lie, number one. And number two, his thoughts and his ways is not like ours. So don't get upset when he directs you to do something or say something that's not right. And then another thing, if you are seeking God for something and he say, no, that ain't it. No, that's not yours. No, I don't want you to have that. Don't get so stuck on, yes, he do. Yes, he do. I can't stand to see people bound up in their mind thinking this, and God said, I never intend you to have that. That ain't your, that's just you, your mentality. You stuck on your ways. And I can't, people just, I don't like to see people bound. I guess that's part of ministry as well. I see people set free and walking into what God has for them, because the devil is a trickster, right? That's what I want to say. And I hope I didn't take up too much time. I'm glad I got two different ones' attention. This dropped in my spirit. I had to pray first. So I said, Lord, I need you to feed me off the fly. It's like when you just start talking and just letting God use you. Just let him feed you whatever he wants you to say. It's amazing. It is amazing what he can do. The more I talk to him, as soon as I get up in the morning, I look up at the sky and I say, good morning to the Trinity. I say, good morning, God. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Then I begin to think about the angels and the entire heavenly host. And I begin to that's how I start my day. There's a scripture I hold on to. Blessed is he who eyes behold the Son. He has allowed us to continue. I do not want to entertain these things that is written in the Bible. And he giving me another chance. I don't want to do that. I think that's foolery. I mean, I got to live.
Take a minute and just rewind. Take a trip and let's go back in time.
Remember
when love was the only thing on your mind, but somewhere along the way you fell out of love, now you're giving up. You said I love you and she did too, but now she won't even talk to you.
What's happening?
If she ain't really willing to rock with you, is love strong enough? Can love hold you up?
My God is more than a lover, more than a lover to me. He is.
My God is
more than a lover, more than a lover to me. He is.
My God is
more than a lover, more than a lover to me. He is.
My God is
more than a lover, more than a lover to me. He is.
Now we finally found you after all these years. Had you crushing back when you were kids. Now you're reunited and it feels so good. So in love and thought you always would.
Yeah.
Now you're realizing that it ain't no good.
What's happening?
But it can still all work out for your good. But you keep fighting, baby, don't give up.
I'm the one.
I created
an end and turns it to a start. He really cares about your every thought.
I hope I said something that blessed you today. Thank everybody for jamming with me, for listening to me say what I have to say. No, it was not a soapbox moment, but it was a moment I wanted to share with everybody on my show. Shout out to Soar Radio, the Soar Radio staff, all the shows, radio personalities. God bless you. God, and I, you know what? Thank God for you. Listen, so before I get down and get where I need to go, that last song, I took it back to Erica Campbell's song, More Than a Lover. I was just a blowing. Sometimes y'all gonna hear me sing and hum like in the mic. Seriously, I love to sing. I'm an artist manager. My management company is Monet Management, and I love music. Music is therapy. I love entertainment. I love different types of music. I keep it real. Other than just inspirational and gospel, but inspirational and gospel music is the music that delivers, heals, set free. I love gospel music. I love Christian. I love the whole Christianity thing. But I do listen to other types of music too. I like the good, clean, good feel music. I come up from the time where R&B was showing up. You understand what I'm saying? I don't need to see women shaking the hind parts. I am a woman. I have my own stuff to shake. And I have selected the choice not to shake it on social media. Hey. All women got the same format. Would you agree? And thank God I'm straight. So, you know, I like to see, you know, men. Yeah. Rather than women. But, you know, some of the thing that they be saying in music, it don't do anything for me. But I can always rely on gospel music, inspirational music. I love that good feel, laid back, chilling, positive vibe, energy music. I do. I love it. The artist that I manage, Jarius Cook, he delivers that. I have there's another young lady that's going to be stepping up. She has that old school 1998, 96, 97 R&B music. I'm talking about when Case and Joe, I'm talking about when they was out doing their thing. I wish they would drop it like it's hot and come back and show some people what they have been missing. I love real talent. I love to sing. I'm always singing, but I need to step up and put my voice to the mic. Other than radio personality, I need to also sing. I have written some songs yet to be released, so pray my strength that God will make that happen in the midst of a pandemic. You can follow Monet Management. Just check us out on the website. It's on Facebook as well as Instagram. I do have music therapy sessions monthly. When we go live on social media platforms like Periscope, it's going to be turning to Twitter Live, Facebook Live. I'm not going live on Instagram and also YouTube, where we upload the show to YouTube. But music is therapy. And since, because of the pandemic, the entertainment industry can't do like they used to with the performances, so we had to get creative with it. That's about it. But hopefully we can get back out there and do some face-to-face shows like we used to do. Lady Ball Show Instagram is on Instagram and Facebook as well. If you guys need any publicity too, PR information or services, contact me. Okay, send me a DM on the Monet Management Instagram page or Facebook. And you can even email MonetInfo@gmail.com. I'm going to get on down, get where I need to go. I hope you have an awesome week, awesome weekend. And those that God has put in your path, your family, love on them. And your friends, I mean the real friends that God sent, that God has connected you with, love on them. Because you don't know when it's going to be your last time seeing them. Tomorrow's not promised. That's why every morning I get up and I look towards heaven. I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And I hope you need to start doing it too. Every morning before you do anything, look up and say, oh God, I'm awake. Glory to God. Okay, y'all. Some mooches.